సదాశివ సమారంభా శంకరాచార్య మధ్యమా అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం. ఓ
పేజ్ 147 వెర్స్ 42.
అహం మమేత్యేష నయత్న విక్రియా సుఖాదయస్తద్వదిహ ప్రదృశ్యతః దృశ్యత్వయోగాచ్చ పరస్పరేణ తే న దృశ్యతాం యాంతి తతః పరో భవాన్.
శంకరాచార్య డూయింగ్ ఆత్మ అనాత్మ వివేక, ఆత్మ ఐ ది సాక్షి అండ్ ద సబ్జెక్ట్, అనాత్మ ఈజ్ ది ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ ఆబ్జెక్టివ్ వరల్డ్, ఐ ది సాక్షి ఐఎమ్ ద ఎక్స్పీరియన్సర్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్. టు ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ ఐఎమ్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ mind, body and the world, I am separate from them, I don't have any dukkha, I don't have any sorrow at all, I don't have maranam, I don't have old age, I don't have disease. To be free from sorrow, dukkha nivrittihi eva mokshaha. How to be free from sorrow? You have to study a lot to say that I am free from sorrow. Everyone desire to be free from sorrow. Everybody wants. Do you want sorrow? No, 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 I don't want sorrow. Nobody wants sorrow. Everybody wants to be free from sorrow. At any time, from anyone, at any place. Either through the body also, I don't want sorrow. Through my mind also, I don't want sorrow. Through my children also, I don't want to be sorrowful. Through the world also, I don't want to be sorrowful. Dukkha nivritti iccha is common. Desire for freedom from sorrow is natural. Shastra says, now you want that, how to get it? I am giving the right method, technique, how to get it. How to be free from sorrow? Do you want to know that? Ah, we are ready. We are all ready to know that. What is the method? Simple. What is that method? The entire objective world, object is inert. Point number one. Three laws we saw. L-A-W. Law number one, law number two, law number three. First object, entire world, external world. Objects are inert, jadam, because they are experienced, drishyatvat. Because they are experienced, they are all inert. Law number one. The law number two we saw was, those objects, they do not know themselves. Law number two. They do not know themselves. Clip cannot know I am the clip. Clip do not know that I am the clip. Can clip know the fan? They do not know even each other. Mutually also they do not know. This is law number one, 2 points. Objects do not know by themselves or by itself. If it is singular, by itself it cannot know. If it is plural, objects cannot know themselves. And they cannot know each other also. One object knowing other object is not possible. Can clip ask the desk, how are you, desk? I am always sitting on you. How do you feel? Can this clip ask the desk? Such an interaction never happened. Because both are inert. They cannot know themselves, nor each other. Law number 2. Law number 3, since they do not know themselves, they cannot know each other, someone else must be there to know them. Third law, since they cannot know themselves, they are inert. Since they are inert, they cannot know themselves. Why they are inert? They are experienced by us. They are inert, they are experienced, they cannot know themselves, they cannot know each other. Therefore, someone else must be there to know them. That someone else must be the subject. I, the subject alone, know them, their existence. They cannot experience themselves. I alone am the experiencer. I, the subject, am the experiencer. These are the 3 points. Now come to the next set. First, worldly objects we saw in the last class. Then he has introduced Dehaha. All bodies are also same. Law number 1. All bodies are inert. Jadam. Drishyatvat. Since they are experienced by you, they are all Jadam. Dehaha. Jadam. They are all Jadam, inert, because Drishyatvat. First law. Second law is, all bodies do not know themselves. Body cannot know itself. Each body also cannot know. How are you? Body cannot know. One body cannot know other body cannot know this body. Don't say, I am knowing Swamini, your body, you are knowing my body. No. Bodies I am talking. Bodies cannot know each other. Bodies cannot know themselves. Second law. Third law is, since bodies do not know themselves and each other, they need someone else to know their existence. So, I am the Atma, the Self is the subject who is the experiencer of my body and other bodies. I, the Atma, I am the Self who is the experiencer of this body and other bodies. Law number 3. So this is the second set of experiencer. Experience. First what? World, objects. Next is what? Deha, bodies. Now comes to the third set. That is mind. We take thoughts. Thoughts only. Vikriyahana. Thoughts only we take. Thoughts are also inert. Vritti. In the mind, all are inert. Thoughts are all inert. Point number 1. Law number 1. Thoughts do not know themselves. Thoughts do not know themselves. Thoughts do not know each other. One thought cannot know the other thought. Mutually also, paraspara api, they do not know each other. Parasparena, they are not able to know each other. Second, third law is what? Since thoughts are inert, they cannot know each other, they cannot know themselves, they must be known by someone else other than thoughts. Someone else must know the thoughts which are inert. That someone else is myself, I am the experiencer of those thoughts. Now the question may come, why can't we say the mind is the knower of thoughts? The doubt may come, why can't I say my mind is knowing my thoughts? My mind can know my thoughts. It is not possible, because thought is the property of the mind. Thought is the property of the mind. Mind is the substratum, substance of the thought. Mind is like a noun. Thought is like a property. Mind and thought cannot be separated. Can you separate the cloth and color? A property color cannot be separated from the cloth, the noun. no property can be separated from its substance. Not only that, thought is a function. Vritti, parinama, is a function happening in the mind. So vritti is a function, it is not separate from the mind. To know it, it must be separate, different from the mind. Then only knower known is possible. Subject object is possible. It must be different. Your speaking function is different from you. Speaking is a function. It is not different from you, the person, the substance. Similarly, here also, thinking function, thought is a function. It is not separate from the mind. Since thought is a property, since thought is a function, it is not separate from the mind. It is always a part of the mind only. Therefore, mind also cannot know the thought. So that's what Acharya want to say. Here, you see, aham mama iti eshana. Aham mama iti. Ahankara and mamakara. I am and mine. This is mine. First I am comes, then mine comes. I am and mine. Aham mama. Eshana means desire. Desire, eshana, yatra, yatna, not yatra, yatna, effort, vikriya, vikriya means function, modification or change, vritti, sukha, adayaha, sukha means sukha vritti, favorable thought, comfort thought, pleasing thought, happy thought, Adi padat, dukkha, raga, dvesha also. I like it, I love it, I want it, I want to get it. Yatra. First, janati, icchati, yatati. Yeshana means janati, icchati. Yatna means yatati, want to get it. Then you develop raga. After buying only you come to know. It gives sukha or dukkha. Sukhadayaha. Tadvatu iha pradushyataha. Similarly, here also, tadvatu drishyatva yogachya. They all come under drishyam. Object of experience. Drishyam means what? An object of experience. Just as you experience the outer objects, taste these also, your thoughts, and your all likes and dislikes, vrittis are also, your thoughts are also objectified you by you. You are the experiencer of your thoughts. Drishyatvat. Drishyatva yogachya. Because they belong to object. Drishyatva yogadeva. So, parisheshanyayat what? They are also, just like external objects, they are also experienced by you, the Atma. Parasparena te na drishyatam. They are not able to know each other. One sukha thought cannot know the other sukha thought. One dukkha thought cannot know the other dukkha thought. They cannot know each other. Na drishyatam. Drishyatam yanti. Na drishyatam yanti means they cannot know each other. Tataha bhavan paraha. The knower, the experiencer of happy thought, the experiencer of raga, dvesha, like, dislike, all those thoughts, you are different from that. You are different from all thoughts. Tataha means vikriyabhyam. You are free from all those thought modifications. You are the knower of today I am so happy. Happy vritti comes. You are the experiencer of that vritti. Therefore it is drishyam. Because you are the experiencer, it is experienced. Experienced is always different from you or not, from the experiencer. experiencer is always different from the experienced. You are experiencing the pot, you are not the pot. Same thing apply to that. Drishyatvat ghatavat. Yatu yatu drishyam, tatu tatu bhinnam. From the drashta. It is different from the experiencer. Easily you can say, I am different from the pot. Like that, apply this law to the thought and to your body you can apply. I told you in the last class, our poetar, na? Our vere, sariram vere. That also people know. Subtle body is different from the gross body also people know. Person died here, left the gross body and our kalamitar, our poetar. Yaru poetar? Subtle body. Soul has gone. That soul which has travelled is separate from the body. That also people knows. For that also Shastra is not required. Understand? But where Shastra required, for subtle body, the mind, intellect, ego, where the thoughts are rising, they are very close, invisible also. Idhavadu konjam visible. 70 kgs, 80 kgs, visible. But the subtle body, thoughts, ego, mind, intellect, they are not visible. Kandu pidikave mudiyadu, pidikka mudiyadu. You cannot catch them, you cannot see them, you cannot even know the visible, they are not having visibility. That is why you require Shastra. Shastra says, just as outside object is different from you because you are experiencing. Similarly, your body you are experiencing, this is not you. Similarly, mano, buddhi, ahankara also, even though you are not seeing them, you are experiencing your happy thoughts, your unhappy thoughts, all types of thoughts, all emotions you are knowing or not. Enakku iniki manasu sariyilla. Manasu sariyilla. Adha sollum, I am very happy today. Ne yaru solla maata undu general la. Swamini, Swamini, I am so happy, Swamini. Today, I am telling you, enakku indha problem, Swamini, andha problem da sollinde irpa. Nobody, generally, very rarely people come and say, kashtam irundhaane koyilukku povan. Bhagavane kaapathu kaapathan. Adu vandhadhukku appuram poi sollanum gnyapakam kooda irukkaadhu. Aama, maranduduvom. We'll forget. So, generally, people remember that only. I am sorrowful, I am unhappy. How do you know? Since you are knowing you are unhappy, you are knowing you are experiencing, the experiencer is different from the unhappiness. But there only we are having difficulty, tough time. Shastra says easily you can understand Bhavan Paraha, you are different. You are different. Innu kashtama iruka. Another stage of explanation is going now. Whenever I say I am experiencer, I am karta, bhokta, I don't. There is a problem. I am a karta, bhokta, Swamini, that's why I am having problem. Therefore, people may say that. Therefore, Acharya is going to enter into a different format now. Instead of saying experiencer, he wants to say illuminator. Experiencer chonna, ஆமா சுவாமி, நான் தான் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ், அதுக்கு தான் கஷ்டமா இருக்கு எனக்கு அப்படி சொல்லுவோம் இல்லையா? சின்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் த எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் சார், தட்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் சஃபரிங். யூ மே சே தட் ஐ நோ சங்கராச்சாரியா, நவ் ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு சேஞ்ச் எ டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃபார்மேட், டிஃபரெண்ட் லாங்குவேஜ் ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு இன்ட்ரடியூஸ். வாட் இஸ் தட்? இன்ஸ்டெட் ஆஃப் சேயிங் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சர், ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு சே இல்லுமினேட்டர். Why we have to say illuminator instead of experiencer? If I say experiencer, I am the experiencer, I am karta, I am bhokta, I am only suffering, you are telling. But the experiencer word is used to show the chetanatvam, sentiency. That is why experiencer, chetana vastu alone can experience. Understand? Experiencer word is used for the sake of showing the sentiency, chetanata, சேதனத்துவம். பிகாஸ் சைதன்யம் சென்சியன்ட் பிரின்சிபல் அலோன் கேன் நோ தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட். வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் இனர்ட், சென்சியன்ட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சர் ஓன்லி கேன் நோ த வேர்ல்ட். பாடி இஸ் இனர்ட், சென்சியன்ட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சர் தி செல்ஃப் ஆத்மா அலோன் கேன் நோ த பாடி. Thoughts are also, mind is also inert, sentient experiencer, Atma Chaitanyam alone can know the thoughts and the mind. For that purpose only, experiencer is introduced, to show the sentient principle alone can know the inert objects. Sentient principle alone can know the inert objects. That's why experiencer is used. Whatever is experienced is jadam. This is the law. Until now what we have studied, experienced, whatever experienced by you, including your body, including your thoughts, including your emotions, they are all jadam, 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 inert. They cannot know themselves, they cannot know each other, they are inert, they are drishyam. I, the experiencer, am consciousness. The subject, I am the self-consciousness. Sometimes there is a problem, a student may consider, I am experiencer, anna karta bhokta. Now come to, you are the experiencer, at the same time you are the illuminator. Experiencer come illuminator. Illuminator edukkaga introduce pannanum, that sloka we will read. Now 43. For that Acharya is going to give an example also. Surya Prakasha. Prakasha is always very close to Atma. That's why now Prakasha he is going to take. We will read that shloka, page 148, verse 43.
Aham kriyadyahi samasta vikriyam. Dyahi samasta vikriya sakartruka karma phalena samhatam chiti swarupena samanta torkavat prakashyamana sitatatmano hyatah.
கொஞ்சம் கஷ்டமா இருக்கு ஸ்லோகம் படிக்கிறது. ஓகே, நவ் த நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்டேஜ் ஹி இஸ் கோயிங் டு என்டர். த இல்யூமினேட்டர் லைக் சூரிய பிரகாஷ மனஹ, அண்டில் நவ் வாட் வி ஹாவ் சீன் தட் இஸ் கன்சாலிடேஷன். ஜஸ்ட் வி ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், மனஹ ந ஆத்மா கர்மத்வாத் கடவத். கர்மத்வாத் மீன்ஸ் பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். மனஹ ந ஆத்மா கர்மத்வாத் கடவத். மைண்ட் இஸ் நாட் தி செல்ஃப் பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் லைக் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் பாட். பிகாஸ் இட் இஸ் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் லைக் பாட். சிமிலர்லி மனஹ ந ஆத்மா கரணத்வாத் லேகினிவத். Mind is not the self because it is an instrument like my pen. Lekhini means pen. Pen is an instrument with what you are writing. You are using, making use of that. Similarly, mind is a karanam through which you are knowing the things. An instrument it is. I told you, no? When you come to Shastra, how much you don't know, you understand. You come to Shastra study to know what you don't know, how much you don't know. That has to take place first. I don't know anything. Once you hands up, you know, Guru says, come on, sit down, listen. Now you have become a Shishya. மனஹ ந ஆத்மா கரணத்வாத் கடவத். மனஹ ந ஆத்மா கர்மத்வாத் கடவத். கர்ம மீன்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். Mind is not the self, it is only an object like a pot. Mind is not the self, I the Atma, because it is an instrument like my pen or car. So many instruments I am using like that. Mind also. Because Atma Mana Viveka only difficult. We sing Nirvana Shatkam. Mano Buddhya Hankara Chittani Naham. By heart, Nirvana Shatkam. But when you come to understand distinctly, separately, toughest task, difficult task, not impossible, but difficult. So, Dehaha Mana Vyatirikta Atma Aham. Deha Mana Vyatirikta Atma Aham. I am different from body, mind, complex. So, whatever is known by me is different from me. Simple only. Something else is required to know the object, body, mind, object. So, we have started from the world, then we have to come to the body, then we have come to the thoughts, and then we have come to the mind. So, thought and mind are inseparable. Therefore, aham, atma, na manaha, na vrittihi, na dehaha, na jada, jagat yini padartham, I am different. So, now let us enter into the illuminator. Before going to the shloka, now I have to give the background. Again, illuminator, we have to catch the point. Who is illuminator? This is very crucial. Crucial portion. We'll try our best. I will try my best. You also try your best to understand. What is that? Illuminator is one which makes an object knowable. Illuminator is one which makes an object knowable. Point number one. Or experienceable. Knowable or experienceable. Both are one and the same. For example, now the light illumines the pot. Light illumines the path, road. Now how you are going that side? How do you know how to go that side? Light illumines the way, the path. Light illumines the way. Light is that which makes the path knowable. That's why all are going that side only, not this side. If light goes away, you don't know which way to go. The light is that, illuminator is that which makes the path knowable or experienceable. That is called illuminator. Illuminator is that. Light is the illuminator or not? Light is called illuminator. Why it is called illuminator? Illuminator is that which is making the path knowable. Which is making the object knowable, experienceable. Correct? This is the definition of illuminator. Then next point, it reveals the existence of that object. It reveals the existence of that path. And the path irukka illaya. It reveals its existence. It makes us to know that path, and it reveals its existence. There is a path. There is a way. It reveals the existence of the path. The way. It reveals the existence of the pot. It reveals the existence of the clip. Illuminator is one which makes that object knowable. Knowable and reveals its existence. Correct? It reveals its existence and it makes the object knowable and experienceable. We saw this subject in a different format previously also, you know. All our sense organs are also illuminators. I told you many times, sense organs, eyes are also can be called as illuminators. I told you, because of eyes, I am able to know the clip. Therefore, eyes are making the clip knowable. And existence of the clip also revealed by the eyes. Therefore, eyes can be called as light illuminators. Is new lesson or old lesson? Old lesson only. Harishina mahavi arikirde. Go on grinding what I have already grinded. Therefore, so illuminator is one which reveals, which makes the object knowable, which makes the, which reveals the object's existence. So, 2 points. Illuminator is one which reveals the existence of the object. Illuminator is one which makes the, which reveals the existence of the object. And illuminator is one which makes the object knowable. Okay. Therefore what? Anything which makes an object knowable and reveals its existence is called illuminator. Anything which makes an object knowable and which reveals an object's existence is called illuminator. Anything which makes an object knowable and reveals its existence is called illuminator. Even ears are also called illuminators. Your ears are illuminators. They are called illuminators. Why? They are revealing the existence of the sound, and they are illumining the making you to know the sound, knowable. Ears are that illuminators which, through which you are knowing the sound. They are making the sound knowable. Knowable and sound exist or not? Existent sound you know or non-existent? So existence also they are revealing. Sound existence and sound is knowable through ears. Through ears or eyes? Ears. Therefore, ears are also illuminators. What about mind? Mind is also illuminator. If mind is not there behind your ears and behind your eyes, eyes are illuminators. If mind is not there behind your eyes, I am talking, suppose you are thinking about something, your mind is thinking about your son or daughter, who is going to come tomorrow. So your look is blank look. Is it not? That means what? The eyes are the illuminators backed by the mind. Without mind behind that. Sometimes when you are watching the TV, somebody walks in front of you, you never notice. Even when you are eating and seeing, watching the TV, you do not know what you are eating. Mind is not there behind when you are eating. Eyes are looking something, mind is behind the cricket match. They are looking. Once in a while you are eating, but you do not know what you are eating. Sometimes you search also. Who is the ultimate illuminator? Mind is also illumined by the consciousness. The ultimate illuminator is the self, the Atma. If it is not there behind the inert mind, mind cannot be the illuminator. Without mind behind, eyes cannot be the illuminators, ears cannot be the illuminators. Therefore, ultimate light is, ultimate illuminator is Atma, I, the subject. Ultimate illuminator. So, you have to understand that. The ultimate illuminator, I am the self. So, experiencer to illuminator we have come. The advantage is this. I am asangaha. I am shuddhaha. The light is not affected by anything. Even though it illumines that way, the path, suppose there is a dirty mud is there. Can it afflict the light? It cannot afflict the light. It is asangaha. It is not touched by this dust. Similarly, I am the illuminator of the mind, thoughts, everything. ஐ தி இல்லூமினேட்டர் ஆத்மா இஸ் அசங்கா சுத்தா. ஐ எம் நாட் டச்சுடு பை எனி திங். ஐ எம் அகர்த்தா அபோக்தா சொல்ல முடியும். இல்லூமினேட்டர் சொன்னாதான் நவ் த கூவம் இஸ் இல்லூமின்ட் பை த சன் அர்க்கவத். லுக் இன் டு த லைன் நவ் அர்க்கவத் இந்த ஸ்லோக செகண்ட் லைன் அர்க்கவத் லைக் சன் லைட் அர்க்கவத் பிரகாசியமானா. ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் த சன் லைட் இல்லூமின்ஸ் எவ்ரி திங் அட் த சேம் டைம் இட் ரிவீல்ஸ் எவ்ரி திங் இட் ரிவீல்ஸ் எவ்ரி திங் எவ்ரி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் அண்ட் சன் லைட் மேக்ஸ் த ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் நோவபிள். சிமிலர்லி ஐ தி ஆத்மா ஆம் making the objects knowable through the mind, through the sense organs. I, the Atma, am making the mind, sense organs, through that making all objects knowable. Even the body is knowable. To whom? To the mind. Mind thoughts are knowable to whom? To me, the consciousness. World is knowable to the eyes. Eyes are knowable because of mind. Mind is knowable because of I, the consciousness. That is why you say, my mind, my thoughts, my body, my eyes, my ears, my nose. Alla, my. Who is this my? That is my original nature, I am. You have to distinctly see that. அஹம் கிரியாத்யாஹ ஐ ஆம் தட் விருத்தி. கிரியா மீன்ஸ் விருத்தி தாட். அஹம் கிரியாத்யாஹ சமஸ்த விக்ரியாஹ ஆல் தாட்ஸ் ஜஸ்ட் அஹம் தென் மம தென் ஆல் கனெக்ஷன்ஸ் யூ டேக் ஒன் பை ஒன் ஒன் பை ஒன் ஒன் பை ஒன். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஐ அஹம் விருத்தி கம்ஸ். ஒன்ஸ் அஹம் விருத்தி கம்ஸ் ஹூ ஆம் ஐ? ஐ ஆம் சோ அண்ட் சோ. ஐ ஆம் ஸ்டேயிங் ஹியர். திஸ் இஸ் மை ஹவுஸ். I am wife of so and so, I am husband of so and so, I am having these many degrees, I am female, I am Tamilian, I am a Brahmin, I am a Vaishya, I am a, like that go on and on are coming. And so many thoughts, I possess this much, mamakara, mama, I have two sons, one daughter, like that, mama, mama, my house, my car, my bag, my dress, all mine, mine. Mama mindness presupposes I-ness. Mama, whenever you do some ritual, idam namama, idam namama, this is not mine, this is not mine, this is not mine. அப்படியாவது சொல்லி பழகனா இதம் நமமா இப்ப பண்றதே இல்லை. சோ இதம் நமமா எங்க சொல்றோம்? ஈஸ்வர பிரீத்தியர்த்தம் வந்து சொல்லுன்னா மம பிரீத்தியர்த்தம் ஒன்னு ஐ எம் டூயிங் பூஜா. வேர் இஸ் ஈஸ்வர பிரீத்தியர்த்தம்? தட் இஸ் வை in human life God must be there to worship every day. As long as you hold on to God, then your ahankara comes down. Ishvara must be there in your life. Ahankara mamakara slowly gradually become feeble and feeble and feeble. Those who are not having God worship in their life, their ahankara is so strong, their mamakara is so strong. Who are all having mamakara, ahankara so strong, stress is also so strong. Stress, tension, lot of stress and tension. Ego jastiya irukum. Ahankaram jastiya irundhana ego jastiya irukum. Mamakara also jasti, disappointment also jasti. Jasti enna theriyum? Too much. The more ahankara, the less religious, less God in one's life. No japa, no tapa, no puja, no archana, no abhishekam, no deeparadhana. Nothing is there. I am only living for my sake, my son, my daughter, my family, my security, my lockers, my money, my amount. போதும். உங்க கவலை ஸ்டார்ட் ஆகிறதுக்கு எவ்வளவு நாளும் ஆகாது. சீக்கிரம் கவலை வரும். This is the logic. Therefore, lesser the devotion towards God, greater the ahankara, greater the ahankara, greater the mamakara, greater the mamakara, greater the tension, anxiety. greater the tension, anxiety, more diseases. These are all secrets of our religion. We have to understand why God is required in one's life. Don't leave God. Hold on to God. Hold on to the Nama. Hold on to the Rupa. Don't think I am a good person. I am a social. Narayana Seva, Madhava Seva, Manava Seva, Madhava Seva. And chulli, nariya peru, forgotten God. No temple, no worship, no puja, nothing. And TV la one program, devotional program, and the Bhakti channel, they see, that's all, over. What is your devotion? Avada. 1 hour Bhakti channel, if I see, I am a great devotee. Anna. The moment you get crisis, you are left alone. Nobody can save you at that time, except God's support. You must have God. Otherwise, a person cannot be sane. He cannot mature. He cannot refine the mind. He cannot dilute the ahankara. He cannot dilute the mamakara. The dilution of mamakara ahankara is not there. You cannot get the knowledge. Knowledge is nothing but dilution of ahankara mamakara. Feebler the ahankara, feebler the mamakara, you are closer to the self-knowledge. Why people are not able to come to this knowledge? Understand? Stronger the ahankara, stronger the mamakara. Stronger the mamakara, stronger the disappointment, sorrow also. Therefore, try to drop ahankara first. Handle ahankara, ego, non-angarati korayanu. நான்ங்கிறது வரக்கூடாது, நம்ம அனு சொல்லணும். வி, ஐ டு வி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் கம், அது வரணும். சோ அகம் கிரியாத்யாஹி சமஸ்த விக்ரியாஹ சகர்த்ருகா. சகர்த்ருகா மீன்ஸ் அலாங் வித் த மைண்ட். அலாங் வித் த மைண்ட் ஓன்லி அகம் கம்ஸ். ஐ ஏம் த தாட் கம்ஸ். ஐ ஏம் அகம் விருத்தி can come where? Along with the mind only. Because in the mind only, you know, aham thought comes. Aham vritti comes only in the mind. Adhu theriyum illayo? Asal aham vritti nu or nirkenen theriyadhu namakku. Adhu teacher sonnadha theriyum. Every day you are I am and thought varudhu. First I thought, aham vikriya comes first along with the mind. Mind only. In that mind only it rises. I thought. I thought comes in the mind. I said mind is the substance where the property thought arises. Aham vritti. Aham, aham, aham. Have you come to the class? Yes, I have come to this class, Swami. I am here. I. For everything. Where are you? I am sitting in the chair. நம்ம பேர் சொல்றதுக்கு எவ்வளவு சந்தோஷமோ. வி ஆர் வெரி ஹாப்பி அபவுட் அவர் அவர் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். அகம், அகம், அகம். எவ்ரி ஒன் லவ்ஸ் தட். அகம் விக்ரியாக சமம் கதக சர்வகர்த்திருக்கா சமஸ்த விக்ரியாக. ஆல் தாட்ஸ், ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஐ தாட் கம்ஸ், தென் டாட்டர் தாட், சன் தாட், ஹவுஸ் தாட், கார் தாட், pen thought, book thought, immediately food thought, all will come. Sakartrika. Sakartrika means along with the mind. Thought. Karma phalena samhata. Karma phalena means sukha, dukha. Karma phala. The moment I am, then my daughter. Immediately mama. Adhyaha means mama. Aham vritti. Mama vritti is what? My daughter. Example I am telling. My daughter or my son. Immediately when my son, my daughter comes, that thought comes. What comes? Because of daughter, some sukha vritti or some dukha vritti. Karma phalena. When karta is there, sakartrika, in that mind, I thought and mama thought comes. Mama comes, immediately their actions comes in our mind. Their actions comes in our mind. Their actions also, good actions, bad actions. That good actions is also a karma phalam. For whom? This karta. Who is this karta? Who is having I thought and my thought. Mine, my son, my daughter. This karta in the mind and that I thought, mine comes and their actions caused sukha dukkha also comes. See the mechanism how it happening. They give sukham also, dukkham also. That is karma phalam. Karma phalam comes to whom? Karta. Karma phalam comes to karta. Who is this karta here? I am. Why this I am, the karta has got karma phalam? Because of mine. என்னுடையது என்னுடையது எப்போ நான் கர்த்தா ஆயிட்டானோ அந்த கர்த்தாக்கு சம்பந்தமான கர்ம எது எது இருக்கோ கர்ம பலம் கம்ஸ் சுகா துக்கா வில் கம். தட் இஸ் வாட் ஆச்சாரியா சேஸ் ஹியர். சகர்த்திருக்கா அலாங் வித் த மைண்ட் கர்ம பலேன சம்ஹதா, கர்ம பலேன சுகா துக்கா சம்ஹதா மீன்ஸ் அலாங் வித். Along with sukha, dukkha, all will come. Chiti swarupena samantataha. Chiti means consciousness. Chiti swarupena. Aham. Chiti means consciousness. Because of consciousness alone, the mind is illumined. Because of that illumined mind alone, thought is illumined. That thought, illumined thought in the aham vritti, mama vritti has come. Because of aham vritti, mama vritti, sukha, dukkha thoughts also have come. So I, the illuminator, really am not touched by aham vritti, mama vritti and sukha, dukkha vrittis also. Just as arkavat, just as the illuminator sun or light not afflicted by what it is illumining. Whatever it is illumining, it is not affected by that. This is a thesis, PhD. You have to do. So, asangatvam and shuddhatvam. So, experiencer conveyed the chetanatvam and illuminator has conveyed the akartrutvam, abhoktrutvam. Illuminator is not touched by anything. Arkavatu prakashyamana, illuminator. I am like a sun, not your sun, okay, S-U-N, sun. Asitata atmanaha ataha, ataha therefore atmanaha asitata. Asitata means abaddhata, not bound by, not afflicted by, not sullied by, not touched by. Atmanaha asitata. I, the Atma, am untouched by the mind, the thoughts, and aham vritti, mama vritti, and sukha vritti, dukkha vritti. I am the sakshi, the witnesser of all of them. I am watching them. Asitata. I am not touched by them. Just as sun is the illuminator. Sun is illumining bad things, good things, everything. Dirty water, clean water. Dirty water is not going to afflict the sunlight. Good water is not going to touch the sunlight. Same way, why can't I say I, the consciousness, am illuminator? Not touched by sukha vritti, dukkha vritti, raga vritti, dvesha vritti. In the mind which are coming, rising. I am is also a vritti. I am is also a thought. Mine is also a thought. Thought is illumined by whom? Me, the Atma, I am the illuminator of that I thought, mind thought, and raga, dvesha thought also I am illumining. Therefore, mind is having lot of problems. I am the illuminator of the problematic mind. I am illuminator of the problematic body. I am the illuminator of all my worries also. I am free from worries. I am the illuminator of the worries. Mind has got lot of issues. so many problems. I want to be calm, Swamini. I want to be calm and quiet, but they are all disturbing me. Mind is also having a lot of problems, issues. Watch them, handle them. Be, touch me not. I am not touched by them. Similarly, Acharya is going to talk about another example, Akasha. Next shloka, he is going to introduce Akasha. We will read that shloka, 44. This is the whole thing to present that I, the Atma, am the illuminator, like sunlight. Do Nididhyasanam. Okay. Now, next shloka.
दृशिस्वरूपेण हि सर्वदेहिनां वियद्यथा व्याप्य मनास्यवस्थितः अतो न तस्मादपरोऽस्ति वेदितां परोऽपि तस्मादत एक ईश्वरः
वेरी वेरी टर्स टीचिंग बट वेरी द क्रक्स ऑफ वेदांत स्ट्रेट अवे आचार्य इज टीचिंग ए ब्यूटिफुल टीचिंग यू वोंट गेट एनी अदर टेक्स्ट बुक प्रकरण ग्रंथा विवेक चूडामणि अंडाल यू वोंट गेट दिस टाइप ऑफ टीचिंग Viveka Chudamani is only expansion of Tattva Bodha. Not even other Prakrana Grandhas, but this is excellent way of presentation, Acharya's, unique. Now you see, the Akasha and Atma, they have lot of similarities. Prakasha and Atma also have lot of similarities. Prakasha is also Nirvikaraha, Akhandaha. It is also not changing, in spite of illumining everything, it is not changing, nirvikaraha, and pervading everything, sarvagataha. Atma is also sarvagataha, prakasha is also sarvagataha. Atma is nirvikaraha, prakasha is also nirvikaraha. So like that, here also, you have to see the vyoma, vyomavat means akashavat. Light is also prakashakaha, Atma is also prakashakaha, illuminator. What about Akasha? Akasha is also nirvikaraha, Atma is also nirvikaraha. Akasha is sarvagataha, space is all pervading, Atma is also all pervading. Space is divisionless, you cannot cut, you cannot divide. Atma is also akhandaha, divisionless. Space gives accommodation, accommodate everything. Avakasha pradata. Atma is also avakasha pradata. It accommodates everything. So many common features are there. That's why Acharya is taking this example. Consciousness experienced through superior upadhi is called Ishwaraha. He says, second line you see, Ishwaraha. Ekaha ataha. Ishvara is only one Ishvara alone appearing as vatna drishiswarupena. One Ishvara. Inferior upadhi means jiva, superior upadhi means Ishvara. So Ishvara alone drishiswarupena sarvadehinam antaratmadrik. In all bodies, sarvadehinam, drishirupena, drashtarupena, as the witnesser, consciousness, yatha viyat, just as the space, vyapya, having pervaded, manamsi, avasthitaha, in the mind's Lord, hruddeshe Arjuna tishthati, Lord Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, as consciousness I am sitting everyone's heart. Manamsi avasthitaha ataha na tasmat aparaha asti vedita. பரஹ அபி அஸ்மாத் தஸ்மாத் மீன்ஸ் பரமாத்மனஹ வேதிதா த நோவர். நவ் ஹி இஸ் கம்மிங் டு த நோவர். இல்லுமினேட்டர் ஓவர், நவ் ஹி இஸ் கம்மிங் டு த நோவர். வேதிதா நோவர், இன்ஃபீரியர் நோவர் லைக் ஜீவா, சுப்பீரியர் நோவர் லைக் ஈஸ்வரா. சோ ஜீவா எலோன் இஸ் நோவர் அண்ட் ஈஸ்வரா எலோன் இஸ் த நோவர். ஒன் நோவர் இஸ் சுப்பீரியர் நோவர், அனதர் நோவர் இஸ் இன்ஃபீரியர் நோவர். இஸ் தேர் எனி அதர் நோவர் அதர் தேன் ஜீவா அண்ட் ஈஸ்வரா? ஜீவா எலோன் ஈஸ்வரா, ஈஸ்வரா எலோன் இஸ் ஜீவா. சோ ஸ்மால் இன்ஃபீரியர் உபாதி ஜீவா ஆத்மா அண்ட் சுப்பீரியர் உபாதி ஈஸ்வரா. சோ ஒன் ஆத்மா ஓன்லி த்ரூ த ஈஸ்வர உபாதி இட் இஸ் நோயிங் எவ்ரி திங். வேதிதா அன்யஹா நாஸ்தி. த்ரூ இன்ஃபீரியர் உபாதி ஆத்மா எலோன் இஸ் நோயிங் எவ்ரி திங். இஸ் தேர் எனி நோவர் அதர் தேன் திஸ்? வாட் எவர் இஸ் தேர் எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் ஜடம். நோவர் எலோன் இஸ் சைத்தன்யம். தேர் ஃபார் ஹூ ஆம் ஐ நவ்? ஐ எம் வைஃப், ஹஸ்பண்ட் அண்ட் சோ அண்ட் சோன்னு சொல்லக்கூடாது. That is my vesham. Vesham is not my real nature. I am Veshi. I am the Jivatma. I am the Ishvara also. As Ishvara, I experience everything. As the Jivatma, I experience only limited things. I am the knower. Either through Maya Upadhi or Avidya Upadhi, I am only the knower. No difference. Upadhi bhedat, pramata bhedaha nasti. Pramata is only one atma, the knower. Very interesting. But you have to contemplate a lot. After going home, again, recollect whole teaching. Who am I? Aham. I am the illuminator, I am the experiencer, I am the knower of mind, thought, body, sense organs and the world. Therefore, I am free from all problems. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. ஹரி ஓம்.